This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live, broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday edition. Here's a report from John Bound coming up in just a mere seconds.
Live from Austin.
The economic impact of the refugee crisis across the world is staggering and completely overlooked. As all signs point towards a global economic collapse, in Germany, RT reports the German government will allocate nearly 94 billion euros for incoming refugees over the next 5 years. This includes housing integration, German language courses, and social welfare benefits, and dealing with the underlying causes of the refugee influx. In February, Der Spiegel reported the German government expects 3.6 million refugees to enter the country by 2020, including the 1.1 million that have arrived in 2015. And what does Germany get in return? 200,000 plus crimes by refugees were reported in 2015. The Gatestone Institute reports the actual number of crimes in Germany committed by migrants in 2015 may exceed 400,000. The report doesn't include crime from data from North Rhine-Westphalia, the most populous state in Germany, and also the state with the largest number of migrants. North Rhine-Westphalia's biggest city is Cologne, where on New Year's Eve, hundreds of German women were sexually assaulted by migrants. Andre Schultz, director of the Association of Criminal Police in Germany, says, for years, the policy has been to leave the German population in the dark about the actual crime situation. The citizens are being played for fools. Rather than tell the truth, the government officials are evading responsibility and passing the blame onto the citizens and the police. 10% of the migrants from the chaos in Iraq and Syria have reached Europe so far. 8 to 10 million migrants are still on the way, according to Gerd Müller, Germany's development minister. The jobless, non-assimilating refugees are doing the exact opposite of what was lauded as a positive economic boon. Jobless rates among refugees are weighing down on the welfare systems, where, for example, in Greece, where they are heading for yet another bailout, refugees far outweigh the unemployed Greek citizens that were already under pressure with the fight to stabilize their own economy. As the Business Insider reports, on the one hand, you have countries like the UK, Estonia, and Ireland, where the jobless rate of migrants is pretty similar to that of its domestic citizens. Moreover, in the Czech Republic, Cyprus, and Latvia, the jobless rates among migrants are even below those of domestic citizens. Migrants from outside of the EU see much higher jobless rates. On the other hand, however, in places like Slovenia, Spain, France, and Sweden, the jobless rates among the migrants are over 10% above that of the domestic citizens. Regardless, the handouts just keep coming out of the taxpayers' pocket. The Belgian government awarded a convicted Al-Qaeda terrorist roughly $88,000 after the jihadist claimed his extradition to the United States violated his human rights. The ECHR ordered to pay the jihadist no less than about $100,000, according to RT. His family, which lives in Belgium, had already received 11,000 euros. The United Kingdom has given, as of today, over $1 billion in aid to the refugees. The United States has dropped nearly $3 billion on the Cloward and Piven-style crisis. The criminals are clearly running the global economy off a cliff, all in the name of an emerging New World Order rolled out in the secretive trade treaties that are on the verge of enforcement and an engineered refugee crisis. Meanwhile, the citizens of the world are unwittingly financing their own enslavement. The time for half measures is over. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Very important report. I love to kick the broadcast off several days a week with the John Bound report. When we come back, there are a bunch of news articles about Facebook, and they're asking, is Facebook censoring individuals' pages, not just conservative and libertarian groups? And the answer is absolutely. We've seen countless examples of our listeners over the years not able to share our memes, our videos, our articles. So by extension, when they censor, say, a pro-national sovereignty, anti-open borders group, which they admit they've done, they're then censoring you being able to share it. So it's good to see that blowing up. Boy, there is so much to cover. Big quakes, rumble in the Northwest, volcanoes, a bunch of Second Amendment news, the good, the bad, and the tyrannical. We've also got the latest on Clinton declares victory in Kentucky primary. Sanders wins Oregon. And Sanders is refusing to step down. He's really in the lead, but they're still in the election from him. This is very explosive. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now we got a lot of emails, a lot of comments. Even the folks here in the office, that they like the fact that I spent the first 45 minutes of the news yesterday pretty much just reading headlines and then giving a very short comment to it. And I'm going to attempt to do that again today, but boy, I tell you, the theme that emerges from the news and also what I experience every day is massive weaponized fifth-generation warfare by the social engineers to create absolute divide and conquer, a total Tower of Babel, a Tower of Babel. So the technotronic computer grid, algorithm-controlled AI computer system can just take over. While we're all busy running around fighting with each other over the most mindless idiocy, all over the country, breakdown as men are going into bathrooms and people are freaking out, and giant boycotts and billions lost in Target. Colleges and high schools announce all over the country looking at a black person in the eyes as racist, smiling at a black person as racist, frowning as racist. And this is the government and the media doing this, not black people or anybody else in this country. It's meant to totally make everyone uncomfortable and cause the disintegration in society and make everyone absolutely mentally ill, chip on the shoulder, uptight losers. But imagine if the people completely woke up to this and saw through it and rejected it and said no to it and refused to submit to it. That would be a beautiful thing. It's gotten so extreme that I personally, recently, have heard people twice say, don't use the word Mexican when you describe something as Mexican, like Mexican food. It'd be like if some lady was dating a German immigrant, you'd say, yeah, she's got a new German boyfriend. I actually heard someone say, yeah, we're going out to dinner to meet her new Mexican boyfriend. And somebody went, you don't say Mexican. And then I heard someone else a week ago say, don't say, let's go eat Mexican food. That's offensive. Like mother or father or he or she. They're making the whole language where you just freak out and don't even use language because it's threatening to you and you get in trouble if you do. That is directly out of Ingsoc and the Fabian Socialists and their admitted plan that is in mainline textbooks in the UK and was actually put into fiction via 1984, where they're reducing the language. I mean, this is so hardcore. And you see the small guild of weirdos, mainly bizarre, chicken-necked, weird white people, that actually follow all of this. They are basket cases. But they're really proud of the fact that they're using the latest language up to date and do what they're told. It's like that Portlandia episode from 5-6 years ago where they come in and ask, what was the chicken's name? Where was he born? Where did he go to school? Was he treated well? They spend like an hour talking about it. Finally say, I don't want the chicken. I want the fish. Moral signaling. It's a cult. And these people, in every statistic, are many times less likely to give to charity. They're many more times likely to rob you. They're many times more likely to run scams and to not work hard because they are mental patients who operate in a world of ninnying and backstabbing and tattling and freaking out and false flagging. Every day, I run into so many examples of false flag, self-inflicted wound, staged events that I don't even cover them by the social justice warriors most of the time. Muslims are doing it at massive levels and getting caught. Homosexuals are doing it at massive levels. And again, I'm going to say it. I don't dislike anybody, but I'm not going to use the words you tell me to use anymore when you say use gay, or because then it's don't use mother and father. It's heterosexual, homosexual. It's again, sounds reasonable, but it turns into control of language and people saying what language to use. But it's like the homosexual preacher that goes in Whole Foods and makes up the fact that they put fag on the cake. I told you day one that was fake. And, of course, it was fake. And we've got a black student running around in a college beating up three people on surveillance cameras in his racial jihad attack. And he just went to the police and said, I have been racially attacked. It was a big national story. And, of course, they went to the surveillance camera and it wasn't happening. But it's a climate where they teach everybody this is how you get ahead. There's an actual mainstream news article today about Bill Clinton's man spreading. We're going to show photos of your TV viewer. And it's got a whole bunch of photos of him at the White House kicking back with his leg on a stool. You know, just the confident, relaxed pose, like the famous Greek statue where the legs are a little bit spread open and the man sitting there relaxed with his fist to his chin. I mean, that's how men sit. But see, they make that something aggressive so people tell you don't do it. Because they got to find things that aren't racist. They got to find things that aren't aggressive to women to make everyone guilty. They have to find things that everybody does so they can attack you, like Bill Clinton serving fried chicken in Kentucky. I mean, that's what people basically eat fried chicken. I don't care if they're white or black or who they are. That's where fried chicken comes from. Basically, that area of the, quote, South, right on the Mason-Dixon line. I mean, back then, folks, people fried meat, they fried chicken. Most people fried meat because it made it taste better. But the point is that when a basketball coach sits with his knees open, or Bill Clinton does, that's how you sit comfortably. Has nothing to do with attacking women.
But I'm sure he'll come out and apologize for, you know, having his knees apart when he sits down, but raping women's okay.
That's the same thing. Donald Trump's bad because he asked women out on dates when he was in between marriages. But it's okay that Clinton's flying around with Mr. Epstein, you know, on the Lolita Express pedophile plane to Pedophile Island. Because they want to target Trump and say something that every man does, or most men do, certainly that alpha males do. I mean, if you don't go up and charm women and start talking to them, you're not ever going to get a date with them. I mean, they're making normal mammal activity basically illegal. You can watch male birds hop around your yard up to females. Are they being aggressive? Are they being evil? No, that's what creatures do to mate. You can watch a male whale swim up to a male female. Is he trying to rape her? No, if she's an estrus and is into it and likes him, she's going to mate with him. But again, they're attacking the basic species where Donald Trump's bad because he asks women out on dates and treats them very well. And then Bill Clinton's bad because he has his legs open when he sits down a little bit, but it's okay that he's settled a bunch of rape cases. This is, again, about making everybody guilty, everybody bad, and then having the state and the system ninny and tell us what to do. Oh, and CBS News is apologizing, but they're saying they'll do better. They've got a couple hit shows that have mainly male lineups. Well, there's hit shows with female lineups. But it's known in Hollywood, it's known everywhere in the world, it's known back in thespian days, that women like to watch men more, and men like to watch men more as well. Movies with main stars being men, with some female actresses as stars as well, are the top grossing movies, are the top grossing books, are the top grossing plays. So they want to basically ban it everywhere and say what ratio has to be there so there's not competition. But it's really about the state saying what you can have in a movie, what you can do. See, they don't want to just shut down InfoWars.com or DrudgeReport.com with the Federal Elections Commission, FEC, openly saying they want to regulate him. They want to regulate everything, regulate speech. This is so totalitarian, and it's out in the open. So I'm done ranting about that. We'll actually get into these articles. There it is, Entertainment Weekly. CBS says shows are more diverse despite criticism. And they're just complaining that there are leading men in the movies, period. See, there's a directive for video games and movies and TV shows that's admitted. Where if you want an Oscar, have all the main tough guys be women. If you want an Oscar, have it all be centralized on women. And that's not to help women. It is simply to set up bizarre cultural wars. I saw a story on CNN this morning that we'll cover in Cleveland of the predominantly black neighborhood that has the highest test scores in Cleveland. But they're going to bus people upwards of 10 miles across town to this other school that's predominantly white. And I'll tell you why they're doing that. It's because that black school's got high test scores. And I'm not for, quote, segregation, but if you looked at the black communities before the new evil of, quote, forced integration, that took one evil and created another, all the black-owned businesses, the black-owned hotels, the black doctors, all of it, even the black universities got hit, everything got hit, because that which doesn't kill you makes you stronger if you know you're under attack. Lower level of kids out of wedlock, you name it, than the white community. You watch what happens to those black students when they force them into some yuppie, spoiled, rotten school. You watch, their test scores will plummet. And that's exactly why they're doing this all over the country. They're finding communities that are doing well. And by the way, they've done a poll. CNN admitted, almost everyone in the school, the academics, everybody says, we don't want this to happen. And they're telling them, we're going to close your nice schools, and we're going to make you go across town. And that'll create a big fight. I mean, if you bust in kids from another town, period, that were all white, it'd cause a big weird thing. But, I mean, this is social engineering, folks. What they do, how they operate, they are just totally destroying our culture and our civilization. It's shutting off our power plants and raising taxes so we can't compete. And Obamacare to wreck us. It's all by design.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
It is 11:24 Central Standard Time. I'm your host, Alex Jones. In the second hour, Dr. Edward Grib's going to be joining us to talk about tritium. It isn't picked up by regular Geiger counters or field meters, but almost all nuclear reactors in the United States and the world are leaking it, and a bunch of other isotopes. And this is actually in the scientific papers, but it's not really known by the public, and it's one reason cancer is exploding. We have Joe Jennings, whose dad died just about a year ago from a giant brain tumor. He grew up next to one of these big nuclear power plants, and they even admitted that that was one of the main causes of the cancers increasing. And now they don't even care about the reactors. It's reported by the International Atomic Energy Agency that 93% of nuclear reactors, and there's more than 600 of them, 400 plus for power, are leaking. And now they're 30, 40 years old, most of them. They just don't care. That's coming up in the next hour. And I was never an anti-nuclear power guy. If it was done properly and things, it wouldn't be as big an issue. But these companies just don't care, just like with genetic engineering and everything else. So that's coming up with Dr. Grubb and others here in studio, including one of the victims of this, with us in the second hour. This hits pretty close to home with Joe Jennings. And, of course, Joe's concerned about his health in the future as well, dealing with this. I had family in Vietnam hit by Agent Orange. No history of deformed children. Came back. Their first kids were deformed. Buckley's older brother died when he was about two. This is the type of stuff we deal with here. So it's a very, very serious situation, just like glyphosate's in the water, and we're going to be exposing it and talking about ways to try to block it not have the effects be as bad. But you do not want to live near a nuclear power plant, ladies and gentlemen, or you definitely want to be on top of them and make sure that they're not leaking tritium. So we'll break down the details coming up today. And, of course, a few years ago we sent Jakari Jackson and others out to California. They found upwards of 25 times the safe levels on the Geiger counters and field meters, and ours had been tested and certified. People said, oh, you're not radiologists, you can't speak. The Army responded to us, and the Navy went to the exact same spots. It was in the San Francisco Chronicle and said, yes, their findings were accurate, upwards of 25 times the normal safe level, but we say it's okay. And they'd pull fish out of the ocean. People catching fish, we'd put a Geiger counter to them even higher because it bioaccumulates in the fish, just like other toxins do, like lead, mercury, and arsenic. So that's coming up today in the second hour. By the way, I don't normally think to do plugs like this, but I'll do one because it segues to it. That's why you need gravity-fed water filtration systems like the Alexa Pure and the Pro Pure. And you also need it on your shower heads, because you absorb through your skin and breathe a lot of this stuff as well. And these systems, the four-stage filter we have is the very best out there, has a very low price as well. It's an amazing filter, the ProMax filter by ProPure, 60-something bucks. Leading competitors are like 70 or 80 and are one-stage filters and don't even cut out what we cut out. This totally cuts out hundreds and hundreds of different toxins and other things. And then the others, it reduces down to like 99, 99.7, 99.9. We've got all the tests online there at InfoWarsStore.com. You can go see each filtration system, see what the test showed. None of these cut everything out. Okay, not even reverse osmosis, not even distilled cuts out, you know, stuff down to, you know, the billions or whatever, but it basically removes it. Like an emergency system like the LifeStraw or other systems, that just makes really bad water in a swamp okay to drink so you won't get sick. But it isn't like an Alexa Pure or a Pro Pure system that's gravity fed that, you know, cuts out 99.99999 and a lot of things completely cuts it out. We've got great reverse osmosis systems as well. You just don't want to drink reverse osmosis all the time because it also cuts out all the minerals. But if you do daily drink a few glasses of the recommended dose of the Vitamin Mineral Fusion system that's great fruit punch flavored, totally natural, totally healthy from plant-derived sources, InfoWarsLife.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is amazing. It's awesome. It's fantastic. And it is really something that everybody, regardless, should be having every day, replacing the juices that are so fattening, the sodas that are so toxic and have so many admitted problems, the so-called diet drinks that they admit in major studies actually make you crave more food and get fatter. Remember Dr. Blaylock telling me that 20 years ago, and then now in the last few years it's been in mainstream news. I mean, this is something everybody should replace all the garbage you're drinking with. Do yourself a favor. Buy a canister of it. It's concentrated. It's a month's supply. And you support the broadcast regardless, but it's so good. It makes me feel so good. In fact, speak of the devil, can somebody make me an ice ice drink of that because I keep forgetting. Thank you. I don't really have butlers around here and don't have them toady after me, but I'm kind of stuck here at the chair, and I meant to go get one earlier and got busy working. But we're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen, with a ton of news on the economy, on the race, on these earthquakes, and so much more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
I don't intend to make this another plug, but I am about to bring my vitamin mineral fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. The all-in-one amino acid, trace mineral, minerals, vitamins, all together. Vitamin B12, you name it. Got a bunch of other fancy stuff in it. Really is set to be a leader in that area of nutraceuticals. Some of the really cool stuff it's got in here. Yeah, vitamin B12, methylcobalamin based. That's got so many other just amazing, amazing things in it. Coenzyme Q10, L-glutamine. I mean, I can't read the hundreds of things in here. It's amazing. InfoWarsLife.com. And briefly, finishing up on the water filtration, I start thinking about all the radiation, all the isotopes, all the tritium that is just permeating our society. Now the Northern Hemisphere is 3 times more radioactive than it was before the Manhattan Project. Not even before the A-bombs in 1945 at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, Japan. But radiation started going up, and they started producing and mining that stuff and purifying it. And and the main way you get it is the water table. And you can filter your water and cut almost all that garbage out, and the glyphosates, the Roundup runoff, all of it. You're still going to get it bioaccumulated in the food you eat. But, man, it is so important that you put these filters on your showers and on your bathtubs and that you filter the water you drink, folks. It is so easy to protect your family to a great extent. InfoWarsStore.com, 10% off promo code WATER on all water filtration systems. And finally, and I'm done plugging the shower, we haven't done a sale on Survival Shield X2 in a long time by itself at a level of 20%. 20% off on Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2 that protects the thyroid from so many of the bad halogens and radioactive isotopes, you name it. Because your thyroid won't absorb them if it's already full of the good halogen iodine it needs to then basically produce hormones and a bunch of other things inside the body. You've got to have it. It will try to produce, you know, things with bad halogens if it doesn't have the good one. Survival Shield X2, just game-changing, pure iodine, true iodine, atomic iodine at InfoWars. And we say atomic, it isn't radioactive, folks. It is the element. It is iodine. There are many things saying they're iodine that have iodine in it bound where you don't absorb it. This is iodine. This is pure iodine. Purple blue crystals. Not red. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. Let me do this. I've got to just read these headlines because I already got into political correctness the first 20 minutes or so, and then I got off into what we're going to cover in the next hour in the last little segment. Let me just do this and control myself. Let me just start. This doesn't mean it's our top story, but there's just so much in here that I'm going to start and just give you the headlines right now. Zika expected to spread to Europe this summer, already spreading to the United States and is sexually transmitted. Champions of Free Speech launched $60 million First Amendment Institute at Columbia University. But I looked up Columbia University. They've got all the social justice warrior free speech banning garbage there. Whatever. Maybe they'll rediscover it. Markets just reflect whatever central planners want them to, is what a lot of the top banking experts are now admitting is going on. You know, don't central banks rule the world, as MSNBC said, and all the guests agreed? Yes, they do. 117 million LinkedIn email addresses and passwords put up for sale. And the answer is change your password frequently, often, and then some more, and make it complex and not stupid. I know some people have the same passcode they had 15 years ago. You are crazy. And you wonder why your identity is being stolen all the time. Change your passcodes. We're going to get into all of that coming up. More quakes, rumble, northwest, volcanoes, King News. Oregon's Mount Hood has seen about 40 earthquakes since Monday in close proximity. Over less than 18 hours, such clusters of earthquakes are known as swarm. The location of the quakes is in the southern flank of the volcano. They are small, 2.0s or less, but this happened last time Mount St. Helens blew up. There's a more detailed article at InfoWars.com by Michael Schneider. Major eruption imminent. Earthquake swarms reported at Mount Hood, Mount Rainier, and Mount St. Helens. I'm going to get into that more. Researchers, diversity in soil imperative for supporting ecosystems. And all over the world, the soil is dying because of the chemicals and things that are being added. And that's a InfoWars.com article by Christina Sarah, she does such a great job. Earthworms enrich the soil, pesticides harm it. And we're turning into a big dust bowl, obviously. I'm not against technology, but it's being misused, misappropriated, and we're strip mining the planet. But we're more worried about carbon dioxide, limiting that makes plants grow. That'll save us. Just only worry about that, not all the thousands of serious issues. Everything will be fine. Never worry about the terraforming that's going on by whoever, the geoengineering by our loving elite. The feds are telling folks, make a grocery list and start stocking up with a week's worth of food, the Examiner reports. They tell you how to shop. Now we'll tell you how to tie your shoelaces, because public education has done such a good job. Meddling in Syria's civil war worked out so well, now the Pentagon's decided to move back in with troops and air support. So they topple Gaddafi for no reason, bring al-Qaeda in. Now they want to come in and, quote, kick those guys out and put in some new government. This is absolutely insane. But if you're weapons sellers, it is a fabulous idea. White House cites executive privilege keeps Obama aide from testifying about Iran nuclear deal, which is now admitted to be a complete lie against the American people, like Obamacare and everything else these scallywags engage in. Venezuela spends millions on incredibly dumb things while its economy collapses, and the lights actually now are only on about an hour a day in many areas. And there's this mass looting and death every day, but college kids here dream of one day living in a place like Fidel Castro's Cuba or Hugo Chavez's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Venezuela. Another article up on Infowars.com by Paul Watson. Boris, that's the guy running for Prime Minister in England, the former mayor of London, is completely right. The EU was a Nazi brainchild. We go through all the mainline history of it, and how it was a Nazi plan, and how the Nazis set up the Bilderberg Group with the United States and England, and set up the CIA national security structure so they could actually take over the United States. Now, not the Nazis, but the Nazi plan was adopted. You're just seeing a soft kill, a slow motion version of it, and I know everybody's certainly enjoying the 3,000% increases in cancer, 2,000% increase in type 2 diabetes, and massive 10,000+% increase in pediatric cancers. The IQ is massively dropping. Everyone walking around like drooling zombies. I'm sure you're enjoying it, right? There's no weapon system attacking. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Move along. Now, the EU is a Nazi project and was established as the Nazis would have established it, with their blueprint, with everything, breaking up the family, bringing in the Muslims, just all of it's a beautiful Nazi plan. And before the media quotes me, it's a horrible plan, but you guys like it, so that run the system. Here's some interesting news, some good news, but then also some bad news. Washington Post, U.S. judge strikes down D.C. concealed carry gun law as probably unconstitutional. They just left it as probably. So another judge has seconded the Supreme Court. But Hillary says, don't worry, I'm about to get a couple new Supreme Court justices in when I win. Missouri lawmakers, and so just remember, the Republican leadership still wants Hillary to win instead of Trump, so just remember who they really are. Trump says he'll put people in like Scalia, who are strict constructionists following the letter of the law, not what meaning can be twisted from its text. Missouri lawmakers passed Stand Your Ground, No Permit Concealed Carry. And that's good, because areas that have gun control, we're seeing crime explode because the economy's going into the toilet. We've seen crime drop for 20-plus years, but now it's going to go up because the economy's falling apart. And the answer is to hold that violent crime wave down, get more citizens armed immediately. 9 anti-gun bills advance in California Senate. That's the bad news. That's from Guns.com. The Democratic-controlled State Senate Appropriations Committee on Monday gave a rubber stamp to a shelf of measures that would change the landscape of gun laws in California. And, of course, it'll just basically ban most of your guns, as they promised to do, and register all the others so they can confiscate them and harass gun owners. And there's a big list of them. And if you want to know what the feds are going to do under Hillary, this is the Bloomberg, Hillary, Soros, Nazi collaborator wish list. And it is a nightmare. And if you lose a gun, you go to prison. It's just horrible. It funds all the gun-grabbing groups with state money. It's bad. It's bad. Again, bans a bunch of guns. Just, you want to go find out what their wish list is. It's 9 anti-gun bills advanced in California Senate. We're posting it up at Infowars.com. Oh, continuing. Interpol, 800,000 migrants ready to head to the EU in the latest group, and they admit they're full of ISIS fighters and jihadists, and 80%, again, are military-age men. I mean, look at this photo. None of them are women. It's military-age men. Go north and west, my son. There you will find the wenches and weak men that lay down to you in states that serve us. Played the clips yesterday. And then the Germans at the leftist party meeting, almost all run by women, who'd have bags put over their heads and be in slave dungeons under these Wahhabists. They have the women come and go, soon Germany will no longer be German. There will be no more evil blue eyes. And the women are like, yeah, the German women, yeah. Oh, we hate ourselves. Oh, we hate ourselves. Just sick, sick. Freakish behavior. You think I'm kidding? It's in Paul Watson's report. Can we find that? I forget the headline. I'm going to put it on screen for new listeners who actually want to go see that video for yourself. And the Muslim saying, we're here to get your women, you weak scum. I'm supposed to go, I'm liberal, you're right. Kill me, I'm sorry. Help me, I'm weak. Let me continue. Obama spending millions to find summer jobs for refugees. That's out of the EGAN News. And remember, it was reported last week by The Hill that they get more money per year than the highest paid Social Security recipients. So, out of the gates, the refugees are getting almost $18,000 a year and food stamps and job preferences up front. Sorry. Here's another one. Black Iowa student starts fight, loses, makes up hate crimes, gets caught. That's the University of Iowa. Shockwaves across campus turned out to be just another hoax, police said. They have the video of it, just like, again, the guy saying they put fag on his birthday cake at Whole Foods in downtown Austin, and they have the surveillance footage. He did it. He wanted attention, but Whole Foods says it's okay. It was for a good cause. They just do. They're like, go do that to a little Christian bakery or something. Don't do that to us. And the media all help cover it up. Here it is out of the Gazette. No charges against University of Iowa student Marcus Owens for fabricating hate crime. And then it gets into what he did. It says he got drunk and ran around starting altercations and attacking people and then ran back and said that he had been attacked by white people. I'm sorry. It's just really funny. Oh, boy. 62 years after Brown versus Board of Education, court orders schools to desegregate. Again, the black school has the highest, in this report, highest grades in the independent school district system, which aren't independent. Almost no one, they have the polls, who's in the school wants to go. There are some white and Hispanic students. They're predominantly black. That they have good discipline records. It's just a first-rate school. They don't want to leave the school in their neighborhood, but now they're going to be bused across town to a predominantly white school. And vice versa. Vice versa. This is forced integration, folks, because it's going to create total implosion. And you watch, guarantee within a year or two of this happening, they're just going to swap the schools and then finally tear down one of the black schools, which is predominantly black, that belongs to the community that they run. Guarantee the test score is going to drop for everybody. So, and by the way, it's not segregated. If you're white or black, you can even ask and go to another school if you wanted to. They have that program there, they report. I spent some time researching this morning. It's amazing. Separately, though, all over the country, minority groups, gay groups, whatever, are self-segregating, want their own areas, and then schools are giving them that when they want it. Here's another report. Texas Governor JFK wanted men on the moon. Obama wants men in the women's restrooms. Adon Salazar, Infowars.com. That ties into the story that's up on DrudgeReport.com. It's an Infowars.com exclusive. New York City to fine businesses that don't use correct gender pronouns. Failing to refer to transgenders as Z or her. Oh, got to use the word they say now. A violation of human rights. And that's already in the colleges, in the banking forms. And they're telling kids in public school, they're telling five-year-olds, don't say he or she that because I can't be a boy or girl. Totally confusing. I mean, when the kid goes to the counselor a few years later, says, well, I'm not a boy or girl, they're like, we got a special after-school group for you, licking their lips. It's called pedophilia. Sandusky is proud. Sandusky is proud right now. So that story's up on Infowars.com. We're going to be talking about that some. CIA watchdog, The Hill reports, accidentally destroyed a copy of the torture report. Oh, I'm sure it was a complete and total accident. And it's an accident that the Rockefeller Foundation weaponized in 1954, the Zika virus. And then it was on the U.S. weapon shelves. And then now magically it's mutating and it's weaponized and spreading right in the middle of the new Olympics coming up. It spread it worldwide. And then it causes basically sterilization to form babies. And then folks are scared to have sex and sexually transmitted. Nothing going on, folks. Drink your fluoride. Drink your fluoride. Okay, now, let me get to the really big news right now. Then I'm going to come back and get into the election news that's ultra important as well. This story's on Infowars.com from No More Fake News and John Rappaport. I want to get on about it. And it links right to the New York Times, and it links right to the universities and Scripps. Howard News Service. I've told you this forever because they said they were going to do it. And even when I saw a science fiction movie like 15 years ago, I forget the name, Who's the guy in the Shawshank Redemption that plays the accountant? What's his name? Well, he starred in it, and it's in the future, and they give you a shot that goes into each part of your brain that makes you submit and be passive. But the elite get a shot that actually brain boosts them. You've seen that in the new Bourne Supremacy movie, The Bourne Legacy. Well, they really have studies on that going back 20 years. So writers know about the scientific stuff going on, so they put it in science fiction movies. The media allows it to come out. The government does, because it then conditions you and gets you ready for it. But the last 10 years or so, they've been admitting that they're going to have behavior vaccines, stress vaccines, anti-drug, anti-addiction vaccines that aren't vaccines. Vaccine is just a word. Where you get learned immunity from an attenuated or dead or weakened strain of a virus or a bacteria. I know you know that. But under the rubric of that, it is DNA-altering human live mutation, which is called cancer. Live mutation inside the body, which if you study, they say never do because it's connected to cancer and it's really, really dangerous. And it's already going on. They're already adding this to vaccines. There's already social conditioning going on. That's why a lot of folks get vaccines, and it's more than just the aluminum and things in it. They're not themselves anymore because live viruses that are artificial, they're basically nanotech, this is in studies, are being put in. That's why somebody goes and gets a shot and suddenly it's never there again. They're there, they work, but they're like dead. Because there is a zombie apocalypse already going on. I hope the media makes a joke out of this, because it's serious.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. About it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The actor was Tim Robbins. The film was Code 46, 2003. And we'll put the IMDb up on screen for TV viewers. I'll describe it for radio listeners. And the government uses viruses to program people's brains for social control. So, again, we'll put that article up on screen for TV viewers so people can actually check it out for themselves. We didn't have time to print it. If you scroll down, I'll actually read from the description on the plot. Yeah, just click storyline. Code 46 is a love story set in a Brave New World type near future where cities are heavily controlled and only accessible through checkpoints. People cannot travel unless they have paperless papers. Words and sentences in many languages, especially Spanish, French, and Chinese, are mixed with English in this new world. A special travel permit issued by the totalitarian government, the Sphinx, outside these cities, the desert has taken over the shanty towns and jammed with non-citizens, people without IDs, forced to live their lives. And then it goes on to break down. I've seen the film, how they use viruses injected into people to basically control them and dumb them down. Will you guys print me the whole bio on that? Now, continuing here, or print me a better review. That's just some anonymous review that didn't do too good a job. The whole point of the film is about the viruses. And I saw it like over a decade ago. I'm going from memory. But here is the real issue. And if I can talk about a movie and get people to pay attention, I will, because I want to do a review on this. It was probably a decade ago as well that I did a special video report called Brain Eating Vaccines. That's a shock name because that's what they do. They call them, behavior vaccines, anti-depression vaccines, stress vaccines, anti-addiction vaccines. And there's a bunch of different families of these. But most of them create antibodies that block chemicals in your body associated with euphoria. So, heroin doesn't get you high anymore, but you also never get excited and you're a total sad sack. And it's linked to depression and suicide. But still, they have other classes that are viral that go in and actually destroy, that eat, that replicate on certain areas of the brain and give you a tailored viral lobotomy. Basically, viral meningitis. Genetically engineered viral meningitis to go in and target certain areas of your brain. Now, you know the globalists are into social control. It's in the news that Obama does whatever Google says, and Google's gaming everything for the Democrats and the globalists. And it's in the news that they meet with Zuckerberg and they game everything. They've all been caught. It's all out in the open that they're scamming you. Of course, if they're putting fluoride in the water since the mid-40s to brain damage you and lower fertility, and the White House science czar wrote a book about it in 1974, the year I was born, what do you think they're doing now? Don't take their vaccines. Don't be afraid of all the other diseases and things that are out there that they claim vaccines protect you from. Most of the time, they make you more susceptible to what they claim they're fighting, whether it's shingles or whooping cough. Look it up. But let's say there were real vaccines out there that could actually help you. They don't want to help you. They're bringing in illegals en masse. They now have record levels of tuberculosis all over the United States. That was in the news yesterday. Minnesota is the worst hit. Like, you pull that up, it's incredible. You think they really care about you? They're not going to give you real vaccines. They're not going to give you real technology. They're doing everything they can to block you. And only a revolt by the citizens, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers, learning about this and saying, we want access to the real stuff, only that will turn this around. But let me tell you, the new vaccines, the reason they're given national liability protection, and the reason they're so secretive and allowed to keep it secret is because they're adding Trojan horse stuff, viruses, cancer viruses, nanotech, microplasms, you name it, in a bunch of secret testing. They admit they've used vaccines to test stuff on the public, including lethal pathogens. Secret testing's been declassified. Everybody knows about Tuskegee. There's thousands of things bigger than that. In the U.S. Code, they say for law enforcement or any testing purposes, they can kill you. They also have it on the books. They can cancel elections and arrest people en masse. Well, I say that's a fraud, and I'm standing up against it. And by the way, Salon's back saying pedophilia is good. Oh, yeah, this is how sick these filth are.